All right, Coach, I know you take things away from every game, win or lose, and there were some good things to take away moving forward because you have the bulk of the season to play as you move into the final nine games of the regular season.
No doubt about it. I mean, it was there's no moral victories, but there's a lot to take from the game. First of all, the guys went into a very, very tough road environment against a really good football team and really competed hard, that was big. And I think we've definitely feel the excitement around this team. I mean, I think you'd be blind if you didn't see what was going on with this team. But there's a but, and the but is we got to get going. We got a divisional game this week, and we have to get going. We can't keep coming in here on Mondays. One week win, one week lose, and we have to get this thing going. But there's a lot to build on.
Coach, that first drive, you go deep. And you obviously hit the deep ball. How important was that to have that hit, especially considering Will got deep on Cleveland, but he didn't hang on to the one? How important was that to kind of get his confidence and to get you guys going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, if you stand up and you tell them you're going to be in an attacking, an attacking offense, you tell your team that, then you better go out there and do it. And I think for the most part, we did do that. And when we didn't do that, it was more of a miscommunication or a mistake. It wasn't that we weren't trying to be aggressive. So I think early in the game, in that game, I'm not saying every game, but in that game, I wanted to pump the ball down the field. And I felt like, I think, Will gives us a great element of speed. He's a really smooth route runner. It doesn't even look like he's running real hard, but he's going. Yeah. And he opens up a lot of things for Hopkins, whether it's coming across the field or on his side of the field. So I think it's important to try to do that. Yesterday it was real important to try to do that.
And he's flat out catching the ball better than he did last year. You can tell he worked on that in the offseason.
Yeah, and part of that is, the way that Deshaun throws the deep ball. Mm-hmm. It's a very catchable ball. Deshaun's a very, very good deep ball thrower. And I remember noticing that in the draft and then noticing that on air at the combine. I mean, the guy is a very – he threw – that one to Fuller, he had the one to Hopkins that got the drive going that I think put us into the 30s. Mm-hmm. He had some back shoulders to Hopkins. I mean, he had some really good deep ball throws, and that's what he does well. And then those guys are able to make the play.
Coach, Fuller and Hopkins, I mean, we know how fast Will is, and we saw how fast DeAndre ran when he got that screen and got into the end zone. But they're going deeper. They're going deep down the field. Those routes are taking a while to develop, and Deshaun still has time to throw. I would think that speaks to the way your offensive line is protecting. How do you think that group played yesterday and protected Deshaun for the most part?
Yeah, they're playing hard. I mean, there's some things we got to clean up, not just with them, but with the pocket and be a little bit more efficient with the pocket. But those guys, you got to love those guys. I mean, they're a great group of guys with Breno and Jeff Allen and Nick and Xavier and Greg Mance and, all those guys, Julian Davenport, Kyle Fuller, those guys really are – Dwayne obviously being back really helped. But they're playing well, and there's just a couple things we got to clean up, but they definitely played a good, tough game.
When you go back and evaluate a game like that, Coach, I mean, there are a lot of plays. There's more work to be done afterwards and in prep for the next one.
That's why it was a good 4-hour plane trip, because – I got through all, there was 180 total plays in the game.
Oh.
And I was able to get that done, which actually helps you on Mondays because it gets you ahead of the game instead of coming in here and having to still watch the game like you do sometimes at a home game. So it was good to have that plane ride for that. But it was, there was a lot of plays. Guys, like I said, I mean, it was two quarterbacks that were really going at it. And, in the end, they had the ball last, and that's kind of who was going to win that game. And, well, that's kind of what happened.
What can you tell us about how different the offense is this year versus this time last year as far as things that you've been able to add to it or maybe things that you had in the bank but you were never really able to use or didn't want to use or couldn't use for whatever reason?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting deal. We have an offense that, it has a certain foundation to it that's relying on communication and the quarterback being able to make decisions at the line of scrimmage and things like that. And multiple personnel groupings, multiple formations and things. But then, in the end, it has to suit the skill set of the quarterback. And it has to suit the skill set of the guys in the offense. And there's enough in the offense where if you do a good job of evaluating what you have at quarterback and what you have around the quarterback, then you should be able to put together a good plan every week. And, with Deshaun, we're able to do a lot of different things. And we're able to mix it up every week. And I think we're learning every week. He's learning every week. And now it's time to get on a – the winning track, because that's what's going to be the most important thing.
Coach, you talk about this a lot, and I'm fascinated by this concept of understanding what kind of game you have in front of you.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a 7-3 slobber knocker sort of right. thing? When it's sitting there at 21-21, I'm talking to you at the half, I had this feeling that you maybe felt like, and I maybe felt like, last team with the ball is going to win
yeah,
this game.
Definitely.
Did you have that feeling?
Yeah,
at that
I felt
point?
Like I felt like they were playing pretty good, and I felt Russell was moving around, and we were going to have a hard time containing him. And you know, I felt like our defense was going to play hard. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I thought it was going to be hard. You know, that you know, this is a guy that can extend plays, and he does this to a lot of teams. You know, so, and I knew our guy was playing pretty well, so. You know, I felt like field goals weren't going to win it. I thought it was going to be touchdowns. I didn't want to be in a rush with my own play calls, but I knew that we were going to have to score to win the game more than what we had at halftime. I just felt that way. That was my instinct, and, you know, obviously that turned out to be the right instinct. But we just got to do a better job finishing out the game, and it's really not the players. I have to do a better job of communicating, not face-to-face, but from the sideline to the field, as to what I want. And, you know, it was loud and we were dealing with crowd noise, and there's no excuse, but, you know, I think we, you know, it's tough because we should have finished that game, but we didn't. Give Seattle credit. They did a great job and won the game.
Well, it was loud, and they are Seattle, and they were allowing under 16 points per game, but you put up 38 points and over 500 yards of offense. So certain things went right for you yesterday.
Yeah, there were some good things. No doubt about it.
And you have a team that has not allowed an AFC team to win there since 2011.
Right.
And we talked about it last week. Teams don't go, AFC teams only go there once every 8 years.
Right.
So you really don't have that experience of having been there much.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play. They've got a great home field advantage. They have great fans. You know, obviously Pete's done a great job there. I was proud of our guys. I mean, our guys went in there and against, you know, a good football team and competed hard for 60 minutes. I thought our special teams units came up with some nice plays. You know, obviously offensively we did a lot of good things. Defensively we stopped the run. We just, you know, we gave up some X plays, you know, some explosive plays in the passing game that, you know, we got to correct. But the guys competed hard.
One thing I find interesting, and I think the whole team must feel this, I mean, I think everybody watching feels it, when Watson makes a mistake, like the Earl Thomas pick or the first one by Richard Sherman, it's almost like there's not going to be any jitter following that. He's going to come out and play hard and make plays right after that mistake.
Yeah, he's been blessed with just an absolute great mindset, demeanor, poise, however you want to, you know, whatever label you want to put on it. I mean, he doesn't suffer through, you know, continuing to think back at what went wrong. He thinks about, okay, I correct that. I shouldn't do that. That was thief coverage. I got to make sure I keep my eyes on Earl. And next time I will do that and I'll fix it. You know, just go out and give me the ball again. I want to go keep playing. I mean, that's kind of – very few guys have that, Vandy. You know, very few guys have it. I've been around – I've been fortunate to be around a couple of them, and he's one of them. He's got a great mental way about him, the way he approaches the game.
Coaches, you went into the New England game. All the talk the week was, oh, it's New England. It's Patricia and Belichick against a rookie, and they're going to hold him. And then it didn't. And then it was like, well, it's Bob Sutton in Kansas City. They'll hold him, and then they didn't. And then Tennessee, Dick LeBeau, and they did. It just feels like each and every week you guys get more and more confidence facing different types of defenses, a lot of experienced defenses like yesterday's or experienced coordinators or both, but yet it still feels like your offense has the confidence. I don't even want to use the word swaggers. I don't like that, but it just feels like you guys feel like you can score at any time in any place.
Yeah, these guys have a lot of confidence in each other. I think they have confidence in our ability to put together a good game plan. I think we got a lot of playmakers out there, obviously quarterback, but I mean, you know, DeAndre and Will and, you know, Bruce gives us an element that is really, really important. Griffin's had a good season for us. Steven Anderson makes plays when called upon. So, you know, these guys know that we have a good bunch of guys in the room. And to me, it's the fact that if they can just continue to take it week by week and just keep getting better every week, you know, we'll be in good shape. But like I said, we got to start winning. You know, we can't be losing these 33-30 games, 41-38 games. We got to get on the other side of those games.
A couple of plays I wanted to ask you about specifically before we move on to other things. The touchdown pass to Lamar Miller. Obviously, that wasn't the first option.
It was good coaching. I mean, we worked that. What do you mean? The spin pirouette?
Yeah.
Underhand it to the back?
Is that in the playbook?
You didn't see that drill on Thursday?
No.
What the hell are you guys watching?
We didn't see that one. I mean, and then coaching Lamar to just go up and circle up and, you know, on the other side of the goal line. I mean, that was.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll say this about these guys. They talk football all the time.
Yeah.
And so on that particular protection, it's kind of a risk-reward protection, because if you're getting pressure, it's not the greatest protection. But if you're getting a four-man rush, it can be okay. But anyways, you know, Lamar has told Deshaun on that protection, he's like, hey, look, if I leak out, I'll be there for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can get out, I'll be there for you. And so they just told me that today, that they've talked a lot about that protection and what happens on it. So,
and that's what you want, right? You want the guys to help coach the team.
No question. They're out there making the plays. I'm big about that. Look, I don't want guys – you know, I don't think you can have a bunch of guys going out there doing their own thing, but I really rely on the fact that these guys understand football and have those type of conversations. You know, I'm going to be in this mm-hmm. spot. You know, and as long as that spot that he's at is distributed – you know, with the rest of the route in a good way, no problem. I'm going to be right there. So if you get in trouble, just flip it to me. That's what he did.
All right, so let's talk defense for a moment. We don't, you know, we're not in the meetings or anything, but during our broadcast, we were raving about Jadeveon Clowney and the kind of game he had yesterday. And another quarterback might have been sacked 5-6 times in that game, but Wilson is so slippery and Clowney got there so many times almost.
Yeah, I would tell you it's probably one of the best games I've seen JD play. I don't know if it'll show up on the stat sheet, but he played a great game. I mean, mm-hmm. he was disruptive. He was physical. He always plays hard, but he is a great football player. And, you know, when he really concentrates on doing his job and doing it at a high level, in my opinion, he's one of the best defenders in this league.
Coach, I know there are things you want to clean up on the offensive side. How about the defensive side? What are the things that you think defensively have got to take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of week by week, Johnny. Like, it's some of it will apply this week with Brissett. But, you know, number one, the one thing that's been hurting us this year is quarterbacks out of the pocket. You know, when we see it with our guy, right, every week. I mean, we know what when the quarterback can extend the play, that's very difficult on a defense. And so it's rush lane discipline. It's guys staying in coverage. It's maybe a little bit more disruption at the line of scrimmage from our cover players, you know, things like that. But, I mean, I think that, you know, that's one. I think we've done a good job stopping a run. I think we held them to 33 yards rushing, but too many big plays in the passing game, you know, too many coverage breakdowns where there's a miscommunication. You know, we got some young guys playing over there, you know, that maybe have a little bit on their plate that we can take off some of that and put it on a veteran's plate. You know what I mean? So. Yep. I think we're going to get better, but every week's different. You know, it's not like, hey, whatever we get better at here, that'll be okay this week. We got to make sure we concentrate on Indy, but there is an overall, you know, theme of quarterback in the pocket.
Right.
Keep stopping a run and try to, you know, limit these X plays in a passing game.
When you think about Jacoby Brissett, I would imagine those guys in the locker room remember. Obviously, with the Patriots, a different deal.
System, but
yeah, now facing him again with the Colts, but I would imagine they're probably getting ready. I don't say excited, but looking their chops to get after him a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, they better watch that tape, you know, because I'm sure the Colts are going to look at that tape and see what they did against us because they beat us. And he was the quarterback, and, you know, he had a good, you know, I think, too, like one of the things about defense in this league, too, is what I'm seeing being more involved with the offense this year is, you know, I don't know any other way to put this, but the rules are tilted definitely towards the offense.
Sure.
Meaning, like, you know, once the guy runs past five, the receiver, or the tight end, you can't touch him. And so, you know, I think our guys are trying to do a good job. And so that means that the rush and the coverage really have to match up better. And at times yesterday, it did, but there were too many times that it didn't, where the we weren't getting any pass rush. And like I said, once these guys are down the field, it's like, you know, it's hard to handle. We got to combine a good rush with good coverage early on, and I think we'll be in better shape. That's one of our themes this week.
Wilson has really matured as a quarterback over the years. I mean, early on, they were running the football well. He wasn't throwing it as much. Now they don't have the running game as much, and you guys stuffed it yesterday, but he made plays through the air.
Yeah, and, you know, he had Marshawn Lynch and nothing against the backs, but, you know, they've got a different team. You know, they do a great job. I mean, Pete's been there for a while. He's got a system in place, and they've got the type of guys they really want, and you know, Russell is a very poised guy. You know, I've known Russell for a while. I mean, I've seen what he did yesterday. You're gonna laugh, but I saw him do it at the Duke football camp in 2002. Right. You know, when he was coming out of collegiate school in Richmond. I mean, we played that camp, you know, that football camp ball at the end, you know, that tag game at the end of the day, and I mean, he was scrambling around, and he won the MVP of the camp. You know, I mean, the guy's been doing it forever.
Right.
He's got a poise about him. He's a winner, and, you know, it was tough to stop. It was a great football game. It was just, you know, just heartsick that it didn't go our way.
So next man up on the D-line, Christian Covington, you lose him. Yeah. Another one, and you have to find a way to piece it together.
Yeah, I think we'll probably be looking outside a little bit, looking at the practice squad a little bit, but we're probably going to have to make a move there, Vandy, just from a number standpoint. We're hurting there. You know, we lost no excuse. You know, we don't have JJ, obviously. We don't have Whitney. You know, losing Cove. Joel Heath was banged up. Kendall Langford's banged up, so I think we'll probably need to maybe bring somebody in here pretty soon.
Coach, Colts coming in. Jacoby, a quarterback, we talked about that already. What do you expect from them? Had a close ball game with Cincinnati. In fact, had the lead, ended up losing it with a pick six. But what do you expect from Indy coming in here?
I just got done telling the team this. You know, this is a rivalry. You know, this is, you know, Patriots, Jets, you know, Bengals, Steelers, you know, Steelers, Ravens. I mean, it's a rivalry, and I don't care what the records are for either team. I mean, this is a tough, tough football game. I'm glad it's at home. But it's a game that we really need to have a good practice week. We need it's a divisional game. Obviously, we got to get back on the winning track here. So it's a big game.
I can help you with all this, by the way. Like, if you need help talking to the team about the Colts, having been here from the beginning, Coach.
I mean, seen it all.
This is the nemesis, and you've won three in a row against them, which is phenomenal.
I just told Deshaun, I was like, they hadn't beaten them on the road, you know,
ever
until a couple of years ago. We beat them. So I mean, you know, this is a team that. You know, this is always a close game. Chuck's a good coach. He's got those guys playing hard, and it's going to be a tough game.
You tell them about 2 years ago with Matt Hasselbeck coming in here with Montezuma's Revenge or whatever, and he won the game.
It's brutal.
Yeah, and 7-23, I think, is the all-time record against them.
Yeah,
so
we got to get going.
A lot of payback there. No question. Anyway, if you need any help.
I'll bring in guest speaker.
Texans historian Mark Vandermeer comes in.
Yeah.
There's this time, Sage Rosenfels. We'll tell you the story about Rosenkopf. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
We don't have to talk about that, but it is a rivalry game, and it's great to hear the guys are hearing about that. But what about the division here? Because the other two teams had a bye this past weekend, and it's so important to keep pace, within striking distance.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, if you fall behind, you're in trouble. So I think we've got a lot to build on. I think it's an exciting it's a weird time, you know, because it's a very exciting time in the organization. It's obvious. I mean, you'd have to, like I said, you'd have to be blind not to see it. But you also have to win. And I told Deshaun the other day, you know, I said today, I said, you know, you're not a rookie anymore. You've played six games. You need to, like, here we go. Let's go. It's time to get back
into it. It's amazing it's only that much, in a way.
I'm actually kidding, but... But you know, I think it's time for us to put one together and have a good football game. We need to do that here, because if we start losing ground in the division, it'll be tough.
All right, Ask Bill O'Brien, presented by Amegy Bank of Texas, and this week's question is about a teacher in your life, not a coach, but a teacher in, say, high school or even younger, that had a big influence on your life. So this is from a teacher, and it's about a teacher in your life or two or whatever that might have had a big influence, because these are obviously important people in everyone's lives.
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many great teachers. I went to a great high school. You know, obviously Johnny and I going to Brown. I mean, I would say a high school teacher that was a history teacher that we had. His last name was Mathis. You know, did a great job for us. He just really made it fun. You know, when you see these Dead Poet Society type movies, you know, you see these teachers, that's what he did, you know, he made, you know, maybe you acted it out, or you stood up and you had to, you know, actually, you know, portray the character that you were talking about in this class, or, you know, you were reading great books or whatever it is. He made the class fun. And, you know, that's what I remember. He was also a coach. He was a baseball coach there at my high school, but he was a guy that definitely had an influence on me.
Do you feel like you need to do that? Because some of the guys have said that about you. It's entertaining to be in the meetings with you. You entertain them. Not that it's what it's all about, because clearly this is
comedy.
A business.
It's big comedy. Well, I think it's important to keep their attention. You know?
Right.
So I think it's, you know, I think it's important to meet with your team and make sure that, you know, your team understands, you know, how the game should be played and what the game plan is in all three phases. I try to teach the team every day about all three phases and how important it all is, how it all, you know, interacts together, play complementary football. And you know, you guys have been around me now for 4 years. I'm moody, which would come shock to you, but I do have a good sense of humor. So
yeah.
I try to interject my humor every once in a while. So hopefully that keeps them entertained.
Have you changed at all, Coach, your your meeting style when you meet with the players, like shorten meetings, maybe more meetings, but do them shorter. And there's been a lot of talk about that with leaders about how they're doing more meetings and the attention span's a little shorter. Have you changed that over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great point. It's a great question. I think that the Wednesday morning meetings are the longest one, and then from there on it's a 15 to 20 minute meeting. My meetings are 15 to 20 minutes, and I try to get the coaches to see it the same way. Give them a break every 20 minutes, give them a 10-minute break. Let them go check their phones. Let them do what they got to do, because if you think you're sitting in there for 2 hours and trying to keep their attention, you know, you got no chance. You know, these guys are energetic. They're athletic. They want to get out there and play. I'm big into walkthroughs. I love the walkthroughs. But what I try to do in front of the team, a lot of that I learned in New England. You know, I have my own style, but just the concept of showing all three phases – that's where when I went to New England, I thought I knew it all. I didn't know anything, you know, and I learned a lot about defense and special teams. And, you know, that's what I try to bring to our team here, you know, teaching them, hey, look, this is what we need to do this week, this phase in order to win this game. So I think the players appreciate that. They know that there's a lot of work that goes into that. And, you know, I think they appreciate the fact that I'm able to talk to them about all three phases.
With each year that goes by, that means – the bulk of your players have now spent the bulk of their career, maybe all of their career, with you as the head coach. I mean, the first year was the rookies, and it layers on with each year that goes by. That's got to make it a little bit easier communication-wise.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think that's another great point, you know, that these guys are used to our style of, you know, how we meet, how we practice, our walkthroughs, what we believe in. So I think there's no doubt about that. That's why I think it would be so special to win a championship with this group. That's what I think, and I think that's why – you know, we work so hard every day because we feel like we have our team here now. You know, these are the type of guys, you can't ask for a better locker room. You guys are around these guys all the time. Yeah. I mean, these are great guys. I mean, what they do in this community, the work that they put in, how hard they play. I mean, when we lose, you know, a little party, it dies, you know, and a lot of it's for them, you know, because they put so much work into it. And, you know, so that's why it's so important to try to bring a championship here, you know, for those guys.
Speaking of special teams, last one for me. Have you ever hit a 9-iron anywhere near like the one Leckler hit yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
At the one and spins it back.
Yeah, no, he had a great day. I think he had a 51-yard net. I mean, we only gave up like 3.3 return yards. I mean, you know, average return. I mean, it was an unbelievable day. You know, if we'd have won, he would have definitely got a game ball. And Todman and Thompson as the gunner. Todman had a great day as the gunner.
I've never seen that call before about going out of bounds and being a 15-yard penalty where he was out of bounds.
What is that?
He was 31 yards. He was 31 yards out of bounds. He was too long out of bounds. He's got to try to
Down the field.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's got to enter back in. You know, I think it's usually as fast as you can, but maybe it's 15 yards.
Right.
You can't stay out of bounds that long.
That's a 15-yard penalty.
It's an unsportsmanlike penalty.
I've never seen that called for 15 yards before.
That's a good question for Rick when you talk to Rick later in the week. He's on the competition committee. You can ask
him. Try to get that changed?
I'm just a coach. I just follow the rules.
I'll work on that one. Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.